Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. Previously on this podcast, mathematician David Berlinski, author of The Devil's Delusion, addressed the abuses of power that occur in the scientific community. On today's show, Dr. Berlinski explains how he, as a secular Jew, is spiritually similar to Richard Dawkins, up to a point.
You yourself are very guardedly not a religious person.
Yeah, secular Jew is how I describe myself in the book.
And so as a consequence of that, you're taking on people who one might think share your worldview, but they don't at all. And how does that happen?
Well, they share a part of my worldview, that's for sure. And I think it's the part of the worldview that in the West, in Europe or the United States, we all share. We're all committed in some vague, undefined way to enlightenment values, tolerance, goodness of heart, acceptance of other views, the scientific establishment, scientific progress. Me too. I share all of that. And so I think I can justifiably claim that Richard Dawkins and I are spiritually alike in that regard. Where I draw the line, and I think it's a real line to be drawn, is my very considerable skepticism about going further. As, for example, a Richard Dawkins, a Sam Harris, a Christopher Hitchens, Vic Stanger, Steven Weinberg, they go a lot further. They make claims on behalf of what one might call the scientific establishment about profoundly important religious conclusions that I think are frankly preposterous, flamboyantly preposterous. And that's where I draw the line.
Let's change the subject. Let's talk about the devil's delusion. There are a number of questions that people seem to think are settled in the sciences, and they pronounce on this regularly. They also pronounce on it repetitively.
Obsessively,
and they keep inventing new explanations of problems that they already claim to have solved. What are some of the issues that you identify in the devil's delusion that science thinks it has solved, at least it represents so to the public, that really are not solved?
Well, I think the most obvious one, the most metaphysically luminous one, is the ultimate questions of all forms of religious thought. Why is the thing out there, meaning the universe? What purpose does it have? What reason is there for its existence? How did it come into creation? And if you look at the literature of quantum cosmology, which proposes to answer this question or these questions, you'll see that far from answering these questions, the people who are involved simply are unable even to formulate the questions properly. You look at Stephen Hawking's book. Now, Hawking is a terrific physicist, don't get me wrong. He's done important work on black hole radiation. But when he turns his hand to ultimate questions, he is about as persuasive and as convincing and as profound a thinker as a typical freshman in a dormitory, exchanging his views with other freshmen in a dormitory. This is not necessarily a bad thing, but why should it be considered an admirable thing for a senior physicist to behave in a way that would be embarrassing to a sophomore at college? The arguments are largely irrelevant. The arguments are simply a modest degree of mathematics dressed up as if it were metaphysically significant. And even the people in the field agree completely that it has no observational significance. And yet, if given the opportunity, they will say what we're doing is significant science, what the religious guys have been doing for 2,000 years, that's superstition. Now, surely there's some presumptuousness in this attitude that should be challenged, and that's one of the things I want to do in the book.
Is there a bright line between science and on one side and philosophy and religion on the other?
No, I think they're all continuous parts of the human experience. Every attempt to draw a line has been a failure. Science is not a discipline that can be segregated from the rest of human experience, and the rest of human experience is continuous.
The Devil's Delusion, Atheism and Its Scientific Pretensions, is now available in paperback from Basic Books. Visit the website at www.devilsdelusion.com for more information and continuing updates from Dr. Berlinski. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.